From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has arrived in Tokyo, kicking off a week-long trip to Asia. As Dwali Sai Kowtown reports, Mr. Obama is looking to build stronger alliances in the Asia-Pacific region.
Mr. Obama's Asia tour starts in Japan. He'll arrive in Tokyo on Friday and dine with Emperor Akihito. He'll hold talks with the new prime minister there and possibly discuss the U.S. military presence on Okinawa. Saturday, the president will deliver a speech on the U.S.-Japan alliance. Mr. Obama then heads to Singapore for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. During his three-day visit to China, Mr. Obama will travel to Beijing and Shanghai. He'll likely talk to officials there about revaluing the yuan and climate change. His last stop will be South Korea, where a pending bilateral free trade agreement and a nuclear-free Korean peninsula will be the focus of Mr. Obama's visit. For NPR News, I'm Dwali Sai Kowtow in Seoul.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the strategy review of the war in Afghanistan is nearing completion. Gates made the comments while flying to the Oshkosh factory in Wisconsin on Thursday. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Secretary Gates says the president's national security team is, quote, getting towards the end of the process of reviewing U.S. policy on Afghanistan. Secretary Gates also said he is appalled at how much of the strategy review is leaking out in news reports. Gates says the leaks do not serve the country or the military. And he added that if he found out with high confidence anyone leaking from the Defense Department, quote, that would probably be a career ender. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, traveling with the secretary.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is set to accept a decision by the Elections Commission to call off the January presidential vote. From Jerusalem, Shira Frankel has this report.
Hanna Nasser, chairman of the commission, said that conditions were not suitable for a successful election, adding that it would be impossible to carry out a fair vote in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. The decision allows Abbas to remain in office for the time being without running for re-election. Last week, Abbas said he might not run for office again due to frustrations with the peace talks. But the commission's decision could also throw the Palestinian political system into legal limbo. The mandates for the president and the parliament will expire in January, and no election compromise is in sight. In the meantime, the Palestinians remain divided between Abbas's West Bank government and the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
A car bomber attacked a U.S. logistics base near the Afghan capital Kabul Friday. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. A spokesman for the group says NATO-led military convoy was the intended target. In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is down 34 points at 97.70. This is NPR News. The military has formally charged Major Nidal Hassan with 13 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the Fort Hood shootings. The former Army psychiatrist could face additional charges, but investigators refuse to elaborate. Hassan's civilian attorney says he's surprised and disappointed that his client was read the charges in a hospital ICU without attorneys present. Retired Army Colonel John Galligan says he was not told that the action was going to be taken. Hassan faces the death penalty if convicted. Stocks gave up some of their recent sizable gains on Thursday, as Steve Beckner of Market News International explains.
The stock market's recent rally has typically coincided with a decline in the value of the dollar, reflecting investors' increased taste for riskier but higher-yielding assets. The supply of cheap dollars has also fueled surging gold and oil prices. But on Thursday, trends reversed themselves, with Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner talking of the need for a strong dollar. The greenback strengthened, and stock, gold, and oil prices dipped. In low-volume trading, four stocks fell for every one that rose on the big board. Stocks trimmed their losses toward the closing bell, but the Dow Jones Industrial still dropped nearly 0.9%. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost almost a full percent. The technology-heavy NASDAQ composite declined 0.75%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average of 225 selected issues is down 34 points at 97.70. On the New York Stock Exchange Thursday, declining issues led advancers. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.